The Broncos have added a lot of muscle up front along the offensive line, but has it been enough? Hello, and thank you for joining us for Countdown to Camp. I'm Phil Milani alongside Andrew Mason and Matt Boyer. And guys, a lot of muscle. We're talking about Menelik Watson, Ron Leary, first-round pick Garrett Bowles added on that offensive line. Has it been enough? Do the Broncos have a good offensive line now?
Let's wait and see. I mean, it takes time for an offensive line to come together. And, you know, you had Ron Leary moving to right guard, Max Garcia back at left guard late in the offseason work during mini camp. And you had, you know, Tyson Brailo and Garrett Bowles splitting time at left tackle. Matt Paradis is expected back during training camp. He's been out with two hip surgeries, and Conor McGovern's been working at center. So this is not going to be a finished product. You hope that by the end of the season, it's an effective group. But in terms of building that chemistry and cohesion that you need up front, it's not going to be quite there. It's going to be a work in progress. Give it some time.
That's one of the things that we heard from head coach Vance Joseph was you don't need five all-stars up there. What you need is five guys playing all together. One of the biggest spots, left tackle. We saw Tyson Brailo get some reps during minicamp there. Also, Garrett Bowles already creeping up into that first unit.
Well, I think he looks healthy. That's important because you think about his injury history the past couple of seasons. I think that's going to be a huge benefit for the Broncos, especially in training camp. But Bowles looks really athletic. I mean, this is why they drafted him. He was probably the most athletic offensive lineman coming out of this year's draft. And I think that we've seen kind of the hand quickness, the feet movement. I mean, he's got all the tools. He's just a little raw. So I think if you give him time, put it together in the next couple of weeks, you might see him start. Who knows?
Mace, I know you like Bowles.
The Broncos like what he could do in pass protection. They want him to kind of clean up his fundamentals, not be so grabby, not get so many holding penalties. But run blocking, they thought, okay, it's going to take a little bit more time. Didn't have experience with pro-style run blocking when he was at Utah. And the fact that he's having some success there, I think it's a really good sign for him early. And the fact that he was already getting first-team reps during the June work says a lot for how far he's come. You know, Tyson Brailo's done a good job. He's bulked up in the upper body, but you hear it from Vance Joseph. Garrett Bowles was a first-round pick for a reason, and if he's already splitting first-team reps, seems like he's on track to be a week one starter.
That'll be a camp battle to watch all throughout training camp for sure. One thing we know, an attitude adjustment along that offensive line. Matt, have you seen any of these guys smile at all?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
no smiling.
Wait, I saw Menelik Watson have a huge grin on his face during a drill during minicamp. I have the picture of it. I'll show you.
Okay, Ron Leary, I've not seen that guy smile once.
But if you had to go up against Derek Wolfe in practice, would you be smiling?
You got to bring that game face.
No, you got. I mean, that's a tough defensive line that they're going up against in practice week after week. So I don't think that, you know, you need to smile. I think that edge, you got to keep that edge, and I think we just mentioned it. Garrett Bowles has that edge. I think that Menelik Watson has that edge. Ron Leary. These are guys that the Broncos have invested a lot in to bring exactly that. The nasty. That's what we've heard.
Max Garcia is still a nice guy, but he can play a little bit too. Is that right? He's a nice guy. He can play a little bit. They say it all starts in the trenches.
Yeah, it does. And I think that, you know, as Mace mentioned, I think the depth that we're going to see. McGovern, you mentioned him. I think him getting a lot of work at center is going to be beneficial. I think that Cimbrilo back healthy is also going to be a huge thing. So, and we haven't even talked about a guy like Donald Stevenson, who could be in the mix as well. Yep. So a lot of depth along that offensive line.
And somebody who started a lot of games the last couple of years, Michael Schofield, and he's potentially a backup at four positions. That's a much more experienced swing backup than a lot of teams possess. It's almost inevitable you're going to lose one of the linemen up front for some considerable time, so having an experienced starter like that in reserve really helps things out.
Starts in the trenches. We'll see how the Broncos do during training camp. 20 days away till the start of training camp. Countdown to camp will continue next week. Until then, for Matt Boyer, Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Milani.